This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, November 3rd, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. For the first time, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi met with a delegation of U.S. evangelicals on Wednesday for about 3 hours to discuss issues including Christian persecution in Egypt, reports the Christian Post. Islamic militants continue to carry out church bombings and killings of Christians there. Participants included Family Research Council President Tony Perkins, religious freedom advocate Johnny Moore, evangelical writer Joel Rosenberg, Egyptian-born pastor Michael Youssef, and former U.S. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. Sisi told the delegation, quote, "Christians are being attacked, and we are working to fight the very radical Islamic terrorists. We are also doing very specific things to help Christians to make them equal Egyptians," end quote. International Christian Concern reports that a district in India's Tamil Nadu state illegally ordered 10 house churches to be shut down in recent months unless they get permission to operate from the government. Local church leaders say Hindu extremist groups pressured officials to shut down the churches and plan to do the same to 20 more congregations. David declares in Psalm 37, 12 through 13, "The wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming." A Spanish judge in Madrid jailed 8 members of the deposed Catalonian government yesterday on possible charges of sedition, rebellion, and misuse of public funds, reports the BBC. After the Catalonian parliament declared independence from Spain last month, the country's prime minister dissolved the regional government and imposed direct rule, not unusual for the empires of man. Last Tuesday was the 25th anniversary of the United Nations International Day for the Eradication of Poverty. The UN Secretary General released a video saying, quote, "Remarkable progress," end quote, has been made as Christ continues to rule the nations. Currently, about 9.6% of the world's population lives in extreme poverty, down from 34.8% in 1990 and 94% in 1820, according to a report from Our World in Data. Despite Trump's tough talk about holding 29-year-old Muslim terrorist Saifullah Saipov accountable for killing 8 New Yorkers with his rented Home Depot truck on Tuesday afternoon, the president's strategy oddly resembles the one Obama and former Attorney General Eric Holder made in trying to move the 5 men accused in the September 11th attacks from Guantanamo to New York for trial in a civilian court, reports Yahoo News. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said yesterday that he was, quote, "dumbfounded as to why the Trump administration still follows the Obama playbook when it comes to dealing with terror suspects," end quote. Republican Senator John McCain of Arizona made a similar call for Saipov to be interrogated as an enemy combatant without some of the protections afforded under the American legal system. Former Democratic National Committee interim chair Donna Brazile declared yesterday that she has proof that the primary between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders was rigged to give Clinton the nomination, reports Politico. Brazile referenced an agreement between the DNC and Clinton that, quote, "in exchange for raising money and investing in the DNC, Hillary would control the party's finances, strategy, and all the money raised," end quote. Proverbs 17:23 says, "The wicked accepts a bribe in secret to pervert the ways of justice." California Judge Gloria Trask ruled Monday that pro-life pregnancy centers in the state do not have to advertise the murder of the unborn, reports Life News. The permanent injunction applies to over 200 private pregnancy centers and halts a bizarre 2015 law that actually required the pro-life facilities to post signage notifying clients of California's taxpayer-funded abortion and birth control. Why are millennials gravitating to the occult? Stay tuned for some profound answers in my Worldview special report immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a New York cop is being hailed as a hero during Tuesday's terrorist truck attack in Manhattan, reports CBS New York. Officer Ryan Nash confronted and shot the terrorist, who shouted, "Allahu Akbar," which means Allah is greater, as he emerged from the truck in which he had just killed 8 people and injured a dozen others. Nash simply said he was doing his job. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for my Worldview special report. MarketWatch reported Monday that the psychic services industry grew 2% between the years of 2011 and 2016, an industry now worth approximately $2 billion. In recent years, according to Pew, the percentage of people ages 18 to 29 who, quote, never doubt the existence of God, end quote, dropped from 81% in 2007 to 67% in 2012. The Worldview spoke with Pastor Phil Kaiser of Dominion Covenant Church in Omaha, Nebraska, who explained why millennials, non-Christians, and Christians alike are drawn to the occult.
They've become much more open to spirituality, is the buzzword that people use, and that really amounts to anything, including non-traditional medicine, occult, meditation, Eastern religion, New Age, mysticism, you name it. Some people have wondered why Christians are drifting in that direction. Actually, the emergent church has been drifting in that direction for a long time. I think it's a vacuum in Christian faith. I would say there's a vacuum of absolutes, a vacuum of any realistic blueprints for real life issues, an absence of theology, and there's an absence of the Holy Spirit's power.
Kaiser said that too much of what passes as Christianity today is powerless and irrelevant.
When Christians claim that Jesus has the answer and their solutions amount to nothing, I think it leads to cynicism. That's actually one of the reasons not only for a surge in interest in the occult, but a surge of interest in the charismatic movement, because there's been a lack of substance in the modern church's worldview. 1 Thessalonians 1:5 says, "For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake." So they're living out the reality of the gospel and the biblical blueprints. What Romans says, that when Christianity is lived out in power, there's substance, there's antithesis, there's like a flag to repair to. Paul uses the word jealous. It makes the Jews in the future jealous of the gospel. That's what I don't see happening in the church. Now, I believe in miracles, but I don't think that scripture that I read to you is talking about miracles. I think it's really talking about the power of the Holy Spirit sanctifying us, enabling us to mortify our flesh. And when Christians show no more growth from one year to another, no ability to live in the realm of the impossible, take the Sermon on the Mount, for example, where it calls us to do what natural man cannot do, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. When people can see that you're able to do that, yes, it makes them want to have what you have.
Pastor Kaiser cited the example of the resilient Christians in Egypt who are unbowed despite deadly persecution at the hands of ISIS, a demonstration of vibrant, life-changing Christianity.
Recently, I read an article on Egypt, the ISIS attacks. You would think that would put a lot of the Christians in fear, but evangelism is happening on a greater scale than ever before there. And despite being persecuted, being killed, the church is growing. Muslims have said over and over, they're blown away with the fact that these Christians don't get bitter. They are able to love their enemies. They're able to reach out to their enemies when their enemies have been trying to kill them. So these are the types of power that I think that 1 Thessalonians 1:5 is talking about. When a church is transformed by the inward presence of the Spirit, His grace working in us, then I think there's something attractive about that. There's something about that kind of Christianity that, as Paul uses the word, makes them jealous of the gospel.
May Pastor Phil Kaiser's call for authentic Christianity renew our prayers to God to transform us to be imitators of our Savior, like the bold Egyptian believers. Perhaps then the millennials amongst us will be drawn to the indisputable power of Christ instead of the lies of the occult. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.